There we go.
Okay, it's picking us up here.
Okay, welcome to the January 26, 2022 regular meeting of the Port of Kingston Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you'd like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. I'm going to call this meeting to order at 1:03. And Rob, I'm turning this over to you.
Wonderful. Can you hear me okay still?
Yes.
Rob, I just sent you the Mary's oath of office information too, if you need any kind of verbiage.
Yay!
I have it right here.
Awesome.
Wonderful, thank you. So we'll deal with the logistics afterward, but I am so honored to be asked to do the oath of office for Mary McClure for her next term or new term as a port commissioner for the Port of Kingston. So Mary, if you do me the favor of raising your right hand, that'd be wonderful. And then please repeat after me.
Should I put my right hand on
Bible?
The rest of the Bible?
You can if you would like. I'm not going to be able to see that, but that's okay. So, excellent. Wonderful.
Okay.
So, I, Mary McClure.
I, Mary McClure.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I am a citizen.
That I am a citizen.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
That I am legally qualified.
I'm legally qualified.
Oh, can't hear.
To assume the office.
To fulfill the office.
It's nothing.
We lost you.
No sound.
He's working on it.
The real Rob.
I'm glad it's not us that's happening.
Can't hear you, Rob. Oh, you're cutting in and out.
Okay, well, it's probably the Wi-Fi signal. So I'm going to turn my video off, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay? Can you hear me?
That's great.
Yeah, very well. Man.
Okay, so Mary, we will pick up.
Yes.
So, that I am legally qualified.
That I am legally qualified.
To assume the office.
To assume the office.
Of Port of Kingston, District 9.
Of Port of Kingston, District 9.
Commissioner of District 2.
Commissioner District 2.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And impartially discharge.
And impartially discharge.
The duties of this office.
The duties of this office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. You have been re-sworn in. Thank you. Apologize for the technical difficulties.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm very appreciative that you did the job. Thank you.
My pleasure. I need to get my mask back on.
So we're going to move on to the officer's adoption, and so I'm going to, in a very celebratory manner, turn the gavel, which we only use once a year, over to Steve. Well, Steve. There you go, Steve.
Summarily set the gavel down. All right. That's excellent. Let's see. Let's go on then to the. I don't think we've done the Pledge of Allegiance yet. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. No, the flag's over there. Okay. Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. We have, yes?
Steve?
Yes.
Do we need to do an action on the 2022 officers, commission officers?
Tara, do we need to do that?
I can't remember. Let's just do it, and that way we're covered.
I think that makes sense, Yeah, so I think what we'll do is just intercede here in the agenda and just formally have a motion.
Okay. Can you tell us what the order is now?
The order will be, let's see.
Your chair. Mary's vice chair.
Yes. So I'm chair.
And I'm vice chair.
Mary's vice chair, and Laura is secretary.
I make a motion that we adopt those platforms.
I second that motion.
Very good. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I think I can do that.
Aye.
Very good. Okay. Now we'll go on to agenda item. So we have before us the agenda as written. I entertain a motion to accept the agenda as written.
I second that emotion.
I move
that motion.
Okay.
At all in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. Okay, we have our public comment component. I do not know if we have attendees today.
Nobody today. No. Okay. Oh, actually, we have Mark in person, but Mark's at staff, public.
No comment. Very good. Okie dokie. We've got then item number 7, the consent agenda. With the consent agenda, these matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item will be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. We have 3 items. Item A, approved the December 15th regular meeting minutes. Item B, approved the December 28th regular meeting minutes. And item C, approved December 2021 warrants.
I move that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
I second that.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. Okay, item 8, we have our financial report.
So we're Audra, our controller, Audra, is out sick, and so we are going to defer the financial report to Ken till next time. Also, you know, just to be transparent, the financial report isn't ready because we have to do the whole year and have everything wrapped up. And there are a number of outstanding issues, and there's also some changes in terms of how we have to report. But we've worked through a lot of those things. But that one is now on the balance sheet. We have to, per state law, we have to report the pension as an asset on our financials. So the balance sheet, that would be something that's going to look definitely very different, because it's a pretty substantial amount of money that is, for whatever reason, the state, they changed the law on us, and so now we have to report that, include that on the balance sheet. It's not a bad thing, but I'm not sure why they insisted on doing that, but I think maybe they're transferring it from their balance sheet to our balance sheet.
Are you assuming that it will be done by next month?
Yes. Absolutely.
Suspended till February. Excellent. Okay. On to item, that's pretty quick. Item number 9, the second public comment period.
Yeah, sure.
We don't have any. Yeah, I'm not
a taker. On second thought.
All right. Okay, so we'll go on to item number 10, commissioner reports.
I don't have a report this month, so I will defer to Ms. McClure.
I don't. I wanted to report that the community conversation that was held last week was quite successful, and that there will be two more on the same Saturdays of February and March, and very high interest in the whole question of growth and what its effects will be. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing, to reading the report from that. And thank you to Steve, Commissioner Hickok, for jumping in at the last moment to facilitate that.
You bet, my pleasure. And I guess in my report, I can provide a little bit of a summary in relation of that event. Before I get into that, there was a couple of other things that that I've been involved with this month. One of them is the annual work plan for the Parks, Trails, and Open Space Committee, which I sit on. And what I'm going to do is share an email from Mark Libby in relation to work plan desires for that particular committee. I'll share that with Greg England, and we'll provide that out to both of you and staff as well. And so we'll be able to have a discussion about that at probably one of our upcoming work meetings. Then on to the Kingston, the community conversation. It was really well attended, and that particular category of the report itself, the report out, there were 19 people in that particular group, which is usually a little it's a little heavy in the desire to be able to go through the whole agenda, you know. But most of the people in a summarization had the feeling that their biggest concern in relation to growth and growing pains, which is what the category was, is that their fear of development that may occur so quickly that the infrastructure and traffic and things like that are not addressed. So one thing I did mention is the fact that, you know, the port is a really good partner now with Kitsap County, with Kitsap Transit, with, you know, the state agencies, with both the DOT, Department of Transportation, roads and ferries, and that I was able to report out our successes in relation to that. And there were a few folks that were pretty new to Kingston that were not aware of that we've been helping with that. So, but that was everyone's main, that was the main focus for folks. Many of the people were coming from the east side of the Puget Sound area and moved here to get into a quieter realm. And so their apprehension about development that's occurring in the area was such that that was their big thing. But there'll be a summary that will be put together. We had some good recorders and we had some good note taking that was occurring as well, and we'll report that out here at maybe at our next work session when we get through and summarize all the information. And that's all right. About all I have for now, I think.
Can I add on to my report? Tomorrow, the KCAC, Kingston Citizen Advisory Council, its transportation committee, will be meeting to plan out the key topics for 2022. We've been an active part of that committee for it seems like ever.
Yeah.
And I know that one of the topics that's going to come up has to do with the passenger only ferry docking procedure.
Right.
And I've already asked Greg England if he will participate in that meeting tomorrow, because we need to figure out not necessarily solve any problems tomorrow, but identify issues. And that committee has been well listened to and well coordinated with many other transportation initiatives in town. So I'm pretty excited about the next year.
That's great. Is that at 9 a.m.?
Pardon?
Is that meeting at 9 a.m.? Yeah.
Yes, I believe so.
And I think I'm not going to be able to attend. I'd like to attend that, but I have some work responsibilities I've got to attend to. So unfortunately, I won't.
It may be at 8:30. I'll check and email Greg.
Okay.
Text Greg.
Gotcha. Okay, super. Is that it then for commissioner reports? Mm-hmm. Well, we'll move on to item 11, staff reports. Who wants to start that?
I'm gonna start over here. So I've been working with Stacy and Audra. We're cleaning up and improving our payroll processes, including notifying staff on new deductions, and we're revising our pay dates to be in compliance. I'm looking into the possibility of, you know, an electronic time card system. We're currently using paper, so just something that would allow us to track work and time a little more efficiently. And then the quarterly newsletter for January is completed. I think I talked about that last month. It's going to be published January 28th, so look for that. And then we'll plan to do another one in March. If you guys have any topics you'd like to discuss, send those over to us. And then Greg and I are working with our IT group. We're resolving just some issues and determining our future needs for the port. And then we're all working on improving the processes for staff communications and notifications. And then I've been working on reviewing compensation and job descriptions. So that's it for me.
Awesome.
Thanks.
You want me?
Sure.
Okay. Told you.
So I'm Stacey Heber, and there's no one else. But anyway, I'm working with Audra on all the balance sheet reconciliations, which we do each month anyway, but we're doing the final year end, getting everything cleaned up. And also, I finished the pension, normally as a liability, and I finished that documentation, but it just needs to be reviewed with Audra. And we have about four more left to do, and we'll have financials. But I do have, the revenue is solid. If you want that number, I have it. I know Greg has been wanting it, but we finished at 3.1 million for 2021. That number is not likely to change, which, yeah, that was about 260,000 above budget. So that's good news. And that I can report because it's not gonna change. We're just working on some expense, and the pension one is significant. And some of the other ones that Audra and I are both working through. So we didn't want to present any numbers that we knew were going to change, but right. We're very, very close. So that's what mainly we've been working on. And that's all I have.
Thank you. That's great.
You're welcome. And you guys are doing a great job, and Audra's out sick. And I'd rather, you know, we just said, hey, if you're even not feeling good, and she tries to work at home too, so she's doing some stuff, but you're just not. It's not going to go. So I think, I want to thank Stacy, and I also want to thank Tara for Tara and I just met with OESD about the scope of work and everything. Yeah. And I think that I think with Tara is going to be the point of contact for OESD just to make sure that it goes through one person of all the IT stuff. But she did a super job of giving great feedback, and I think I just really like working together with those guys, and Stacy and Audra and everybody. You guys are a great team. And Ray and his staff down there are doing an awesome job of just trying to go through all of our processes, and you know, we're going to keep working on it.
I just want to thank Stacy. She's been really a wealth of information and helping me understand certain functions around the port. And of course, Tara, she's always been rock solid. Thank you, Tara, for all your help with everything. We have been kind of in a general conversation with the Chamber of Commerce here, and trying to contribute to their success. They have absolutely some of the best people up there right now. I mean, it's just amazing to associate with some of these people, and the high level of energy and new ideas that they provide. And I think think it's going to be really successful. You're calling the weather holds up for us. We're kind of getting tired of this rain and this duck weather, I'll tell you. You know, it kind of puts a damper on things. But they got a lot of nice things going on. I'm certainly going to be willing to help them out any way we can. And all the other volunteer corps that we have around here. Greg and I and Tara work with Ken as far as the Yacht Club, mortgage agreement for what's concerned more with me down there on a guest house down there and stuff like that. Now we're trying to improve that relationship, even though I don't think it's ever been bad, but it's always been well. They got a lot of really good people in that Yacht Club that are structured and good to work with that I certainly enjoy working with. I want to thank all my other staff members too. They've been really coming to bat too as far as contributing and getting, like I said, Yacht Club's money resources for us to make more money. Reaching out to these yacht clubs and they just kind of, put the task on me to figure out where we're going to put all these big boats. But we got a lot of really good, full, we got Mayflower coming with their big boats and the whole guest box is going to be full of that. And then they have Des Moines coming along to bring 45. If I had 65 slips, they would have brought 65 boats. But the word's getting around that Port of Kingston is a great stop-off area. So, and I had a couple of Commodores from different yacht clubs call me up. And you want to bring 15 boats in on April 1st, but I already got another yacht club in here, so I'm trying to figure out how I can manage to get 15 big boats in there. It's just a new club that they just started together, because when I spoke with them, they said that they want to get all these different yacht clubs here to promote Port of Kingston, which I thought was really a nice thing for them to do, without me even asking. They just got a hold of me and asked me that to promote Port of Kingston. So, but that comes back to my staff, too, reaching out to them and getting them to come to Port of Kingston and showing our great customer service, and it starts, like I said, Greg and Tara Hall, it just starts at the top. And like I said, we'd be lost without the great staff that we have, and I want to thank them for that. The other thing I was going to let you know is that Kakua out there, it's just a brief summary. There's not a lot going on with it other than they have, DNR has custody of that boat, meaning that he's trespassing, and that's the rule of what they've told us. So he's been served twice, didn't accept the papers, and so now it's just a wait game for them. So he has till February 10th, and then he could appeal it. That the Assistant Attorney General has all the backing of DNR. So he's got an incredible uphill climb for himself. So it's just all this waiting that we've done for 27, 28 months. It's coming to an end, but it might take a few more months, just so everybody needs to know that. And DNR has really done their homework, and they got a great guy in Troy Wood there that's he's actually trying to promote better, the derelict vessels, and hopefully that they'll get more money into the derelict vessel program so we can clean up a lot of Puget Sound, because it is littered with a lot of vessels that need to be unlittered, if you will. So,
yes.
But the Kokua, he's still doing what he's been doing the whole time, and his time's coming to an end. Our wonderful Kitsap Sheriff's Department and DNR went out there and served him twice now. And they took out the social services from Bremerton out there with them the second time, and he wanted nothing to do with them. So that's his own angle that he's trying to do right now. But it's coming to an end, and it might take a little bit longer, but they're proactive, and it'll be a good day when we get our boat back out there, that's for sure. And other than that, we've got a lot of great tenants, new tenants that came in, and we got a lot of really nice family seasonal members on the guest dock here that are contributing to our success here. So, and then I just want to thank everybody. That's all.
Thank you so much. That's great.
Thanks for the opportunity. Maintenance report or maintenance and safety, I guess. We got some training that we need to get caught up on for compliance. So we have a training matrix schedule pretty much done. Putting in some days off here and there, so it might be one person, two person, some short training sessions, but just to get caught up on people's days off, and that's to cover our annual HazWalker hazardous.
Oh, yeah.
Because hazardous waste and the fueling of vessels, we need to know how to stay away from it, basically, in a spill situation. And annual firefighting, I think we'll get caught up on that now that there's no burn ban. That will get back into place. We got put on the back burner. That's a bad term for that. So we'll get back in the swing for our annual firefighting or our fire training with fire extinguishers. Let's see. on the last of our plumbing repairs from the big freeze. We have one more that we just found this morning after we fixed one. Now we got the next one that was in line. So to be expected, PVC pipe, and it passed its prime, and it doesn't take much for that to break open. And that's on the fuel dock, so we're not tidal. We're not restricted by tides, so that should be a pretty quick fix. Dock leveling and finger pier racking and adjustments it's underway now. Their crew is dealing with COVID issues, so they're running on a skeleton crew. But what they're doing is working. The results have been amazing over there. The real evident one is where the fireboat ties up.
Yeah.
You know, that connector dock, that X dock was leaning 4 inches out of whack, 4 on the high side. So you look at it now and it's flat. You put a bowling ball out there and it won't go to the water. Don't try that. it looks really level. It really, what they did and their suggestions on a couple things really brought that back level. Let's see, train plan. Bird deterrent system's been more or less penciled out, sketched out, measured. So I will order that the 1st of February. And that should not be a very long install. That should go real quick once we get the parts and pieces in. One person up top, one person down on the bottom, feeding gear up and hose and sprinklers, and we should be able to control the birds.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I have that penciled in to take no longer than a week. So okay. Once we start it, we should be able to really get there and finish it.
That's great.
The fish pier, we've identified we need to do something to make the walkway safer. So there will be rubber matting installed. It started out as big 10x10 units, 10-foot by 10-foot units of rubber matting, but their shipping is ridiculously expensive, anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000 right now to ship that big of a load from the Midwest. So we've gone to smaller mats, 4x6 mats, which once I figured out the pattern, it'll allow us to replace if we need or remove to fix things underneath where we would have been hindered by those big mats at a couple hundred pounds a piece. These 4x6 are about 120 pounds a piece, so two people can move those around if we need to. And I'm hopefully by the end of this week I will have 10 of those bought so we can test fit. And the idea would be to kind of palletize it where they'll lock together. So they're not all the seams won't be aligned where they'll wiggle loose. So 10 of those will give us 2 patterns on how they'll fit together and make sure we know how to secure them before we get into any more.
Right.
And then we'll move forward with that plan.
Very cool.
That should be done real quick too once we start it.
Great.
Let's see, training, plumbing repairs. Other than that, just normal stuff. So had some electrical issues on one of the docks. We had that fixed and, normal wear and tear.
Excellent.
I'm glad to get to do it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Reed, do you want to talk about the tent and what the plans are for that?
Yeah. There's two other things I was going to talk about. One, they're both exciting for me. I just neglected to say, Bruce Chandler come and see me in sometime in the middle of March to maybe early April. We're going to have another high school regatta here. So, and I'm pretty excited about that. I think it's going to be 6 or 8 different high schools. He just came and saw me last Saturday. So, now I want to thank Greg for signing off on our tent that we have here. It went through Olympic tent, and 13 years ago in 2008, they had produced that one, so they were pretty amazed that tent stuck around as long as it did. I mean, they're just like, I can't even believe that. So after just going through the initial quotes that they had given me, they neglected to put a couple things in, so like I said, working with Tara and then sent it over to Greg, and he signed off on it yesterday. It's going to take 4 to 8 weeks for them to make it. Like it says, that's why I'm so happy that we got it going today, or, as soon as we did, because you never know with employees and product and stuff like that. So keeping that in mind, Greg signed off on it yesterday, and we're going to send that over to them. and then they're going to get started on it, and then they're going to include a supervisor, somebody to come in over and oversee it as we're putting it up to make sure that we get all the glitches out. So we might put it up a month ahead of time and just keep it up. I'll ask the fire department that we can just keep it up instead of rolling it down and have to put it back up, and to see if they have any issues of at all, of, you know, any problems.
They've always had a timing, I think, haven't they?
Yeah. So I want to thank Greg for that, because like I said, it's, boy, you know how we can get hounded on that one, and that thing isn't up. So
is it the same size?
Yeah, 30 by 40. The initial one was 30 by 50, but the fire department put that restriction in, so we had to take a third of it off. So it's 30 by 40, and then we upgraded, having one more 4 by 8 door in one of the sides here, so now we have three that's required instead of having one of the big 15 foot wide doors or 10 foot wide doors rolled up. At all times, we'll have three outlets for exits for any emergency. So, but it's pretty exciting. Like I said, it's, you know, and then, you know, we're gonna go from there. But I want to thanks, Greg, Tara, for helping that get done. That really is really a big one for us.
Excellent.
Yeah, good job.
Very cool.
Right on budget too. I mean, right on the border, right on the budget. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'll tell you, because we kept the framework from the last one, we were able to use that. That's what we're banking on. You'd be able to use that, so when they come out and they make it, and it's supposed to just
go right on.
Right on.
That's awesome.
That's so, theory.
Yeah, I mean, right on.
That's pretty, that's pretty tough to do.
Yeah, we'll see when the fit goes in.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Get the tent stretcher.
When the rubber meets the frame.
If you ever made a slip cover, you know what you're talking about. It's not easy.
So, thank you.
Very good.
Thanks, Ray. And you know, I actually testified. Just they wanted the reports. There's like a lot of people testified. I think I had 1 minute. So this, you know, but at least we put our foot forward to represent Kitsap Small Ports on the derelict vessel bill.
Oh, right. Funding. Yeah.
And that was WPPA reached out and they were asking a number of people, and they said, hey, would it be okay if you guys would be available? So that bill was sponsored by Representative David Wall, who works up in Island County with Anacortes and that kind of thing. They had Port Day was yesterday, and they talked about that, and I think everybody was really appreciative. Thank you. I want to thank Ray and Tori, Austin, and all the staff, Joe, all those guys, but mainly, you know, Ray especially, and Tori for following up on all these derelict vessels, because we haven't had any kind of anywhere near the issues that other ports have experienced. And they're so vigilant, and they identify it like literally every day. You know, they're on it so closely. And that made a big difference, I think, for DNR too, because a big chunk of this part of this is really our issues here. And then having that one smaller derelict vessel that unfortunately, it's on private property that went ashore. But
yeah,
they did a really good job. So we testified in favor, obviously, of the bill. I think gives the derelict program an additional $5 million. And it looks like it's through I think it's going through with like broad support.
Excellent.
And everybody, and even the deep draft people, the big shipping guys, were all testifying in favor of it because it creates hazards to navigation, as Ray and Tori have pointed out.
Yeah.
So really good job, because I'm kind of representing their voice of the actually following through on that stuff. So
yeah.
Super job. I think it's a really important bill. So, the middle bathroom, so we're moving forward on that. We had the cultural resources consultant come out. She did a walkthrough of the middle bathroom. We should be getting a report from her pretty soon. That was ESA is the consultant on that. We'll be just, and then we're going to file some reports. Mark is working with me on that one, go into PRISM and file. I think they're kind of looking for quarterly is what it looked like for me.
Mm-hmm. It's actually semi-annual, but they wanted one for the end of last year.
So oh, I see. Right. Okay. Yeah. Because everything kind of came together. You know, RCO, I think everybody with COVID, everything is a little bit behind schedule. So we did also got a notification about the third grant that we applied for, that they were going to give us a vast majority of it. I think all but 30,000 of the 420,000 that we've applied for. So we got to figure out, no, that wasn't budgeted because it was kind of so delayed that we didn't include it. We actually took it back off the budget. So we might have to revisit that capital budget because we have a match that's, you know, that's involved with that. So that's a pretty big chunk of change. you know, if you have 100,000 and you have, you know, four $25,000 projects, we got to look at that. So we're gonna evaluate that quickly. And I just want to really thank all the staff. I think, you know, coming out with a second year of pandemic and a $3.1 million, you know, gross revenue, I think that really is really a credit to all the staff pulling together and through a lot of tough, difficult, challenging situations, you know, all through the year, and everybody just works together and they all adjust. You know, people are out sick and other people pick up the work for them. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just want to thank everybody.
Gosh, that's turned out.
That's all I have.
You did.
Good job.
I saw you muted. I know you did.
I know. Sorry. One moment. Oh.
For the grants, I got to say that.
That is phenomenal, actually. I mean, that is...
Since we have Mark here and in person, even though we thank him when he's not here, so we should thank him when he is here. So he hears that.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I really want to thank Mark for everything.
We did do a pro forma on that last one, but of the grant projects, that's potentially income producing.
Yeah.
So we need to look at that.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Help in your estimate relative to capital.
Yeah,
and I think that goes back to, you know, we've seen such a growth. So when we lost a lot of parking revenue, we saw a lot of growth on the guest dock with seasonal and transient moorage. And seeing that growth and seeing how Ray and the staff are being able to go out and develop that business too and bring business in, that gives us a lot of faith to be able to go out for a grant like that, thinking, okay, we've got a lot of latent demand that we might just have to figure out how to accommodate it. And then have the funding in order to be able to do the matches. You know, I think that's what got some of the ports in trouble. That's why it was so delayed. We were an alternate.
Yeah.
And then I think a couple of projects didn't have the funding, the match. So then they came down the line finally to us.
And then to us. Right.
But again, that kind of rolls back. You know, if we didn't have such strong performance from the staff, you know, we may not put that forward as a project. Yes.
One other comment on the RCO grants is we're coming up on another cycle, so even years. So another set of applications can go in, and it's just, again, getting back to all the, I know you've got a lot going on. You've got the commercial thing, and you've got these projects, but you don't like to let an application cycle go because you have to wait another 2 years before you can put stuff in.
Yeah.
And the things that I've been thinking about is we have talked about maintenance dredging, which I don't think they'll fund, but they might consider an expansion dredge.
Yeah.
Which kind of fits with our business more flows.
We've talked about the expansion dredge idea in relation to the Hill House.
Yeah.
And the idea that.
And maybe a haul out.
And a haul out, too. Exactly. Yep. Having a haul out. As a part of that.
Just
the thought. That's phenomenal. That would be phenomenal.
So did Mary have, was she waving her hand? Did you want to say something, Mary? I thought I saw her hand.
Nope, was adjusting the screen.
Oh, okay.
Nope. So it's important not to lose that window.
Yeah, if we've got anything we can throw at it. I mean, Greg did this last cycle was a good example of that. We had no idea where that was going.
Right.
And we've had projects laid out. In fact, I'm still unshuffling the deck to see what did we do, how much did we commit for. But it's just the RCO people that will get in and shuffle things around, and you never know.
Okay.
But if we didn't have the applications in, we wouldn't have gotten the projects that we did.
Yeah.
Well, the beauty is it's all about recreation. So, you know, if there's a way we could do a dredge where we have a haul-out place, that we could do more small boats to get more people into the water, and then the idea of the paddle boards and kayaks and other smaller craft that people can hand launch, you know, that type of thing. It's what we're all about, which is great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we have to think about it, and then also if we can bundle it. They were a little bit, I can't tell, you know, I thought I understood sometimes, but then I get corrected.
Me too.
But I thought we could bundle a couple of projects, but then they decoupled like the two of the bathrooms. When we did the middle, I thought we would replace the bathrooms, which are built the same time as the boat launch, where he's like, hey, this is failing systemically too. But they go, those look, and the bathrooms look too good. So, Tori, knock it off. But that's literally
and making what, everything
the,
too nice.
You got, your bathroom looks too good at the boat launch. And I said, well, it's also failing. So anyway, it is what it is. But I think the dredging will be important to go in with, you know, you might want to look at the condition of the boat launch and then also have a plan for the Hill House, as well as other access points, including like the pulling, that we'll probably pull the rocks out this year out of alongside the guest dock. So there's a number of projects we have out there. But yeah, thanks, Mark, so much for all your work. And
but Grant Cycle, they'll be having their workshop coming up within a month, probably.
So exactly.
You know what's.
When are the applications due?
Seemed to me they were usually November.
Yeah, they're at the end of the year usually for the following
that
year.
That sounds right.
I'll know that.
We look forward to hearing what you guys are having here. We look forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's good. You just got to remember, you got to think. You really do got to think ahead, be poised, because sometimes there's that extra due diligence that you're just going to have to do, you know, for such a dredge. Oh, Mayor, Commissioner McClure.
Yeah, I wanted to also comment that the question of kayak and small boat rentals and changes to the Hill House, I'm hoping that we can look at that in concert with whatever the yacht club's plans are or wishes and negotiate that with them, and also think in terms, look at that in terms of the overall site development that we're talking about doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent.
Most definitely.
Anything else, Craig?
No.
Any other staff? Well, this is super. Okay, well, I think that summarizes our things. Any other thing for the regular session for the order that you have, Mary? Commissioner McClure?
Nothing more.
Okay, very good. Well, we're going to move now on to a recess to executive session, item number 12, and I'll read here the executive session per RCW 42.30.110. Paren 1, Paren G, to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. However, subject to RCW 42.30.120, Paren 4, discussion by a governing body of salaries, wages, and other conditions of employment to be generally applied within the agency shall occur in a meeting open to the public and when a governing body elects to take final action, hiring, setting the salary of an individual employee or class of employees, or discharging or disciplining an employee, that action shall be taken in a meeting open to the public. So we will, let's see here, we will reconvene. Any thought of an estimate? It is currently 1:45-ish.
I say 2:15.
2:15? That sounds good to me. Okay.
Good to meet you.
All right. Our regular meeting adjourned till 2:15.